Welcome, everyone. It's The Good Stuff, right here on your local radio station. You know, not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, selling, they need Tri-State Livestock News. Now, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it is their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, what are you sharing today?
I have a piece called Luck of the Irish. Imagine that. Surprised, aren't you?
I am shocked.
I thought you would be. This is by Slim McNaught.
Well, there you go. And of course, Slim passed away here recently, and we've already told people the services are April 5th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time in New Underwood, South Dakota, at the community church. So we'll see a lot of Slim's friends there.
And this is one of his pieces. There's been speculation down through the years, some folks joke when they call, that if not for bad luck hanging around, you Irish would have no luck at all. But the Irish were always a hardy lot, through famine and wars surviving. When things got tough, they jumped right in. That Irish pluck kept them striving. Now old Moses Ferguson, bless his soul, brought our blood across the water, born in the ferns on the Emerald Isle to an Irish mother and father. He came to this country to find a new life, and that's where our family started. When he met Sarah from the old sod, they married and never parted. So the first years in America were tough, because those who were settled in well didn't take kindly to them Irish lads. What they'll do next, you never can tell. So when they tried settling in this new land, folks kind of looked down their noses and herded them into shanty towns, thinking they maybe could hold them. Them days when a business asked for help and hung a sign on their wall, across the bottom they'd write these words, "No Irish need apply at all." So that left few jobs the lads could get to earn themselves a living. Only mines or timber, the army or rails would pay the Irish a stipend. But them Irishmen proved tough to corral. They soon were spread far and wide. Some became presidents, generals and such, and some went west with the tide. Now cattle drives from the south to the north took their toll on cowboys riding. And though we lost ancestors on them trails, their legacies we take pride in. So on this day set aside for our kin, with leprechauns and cowboy hats, we'll tip our Stetsons to them who came first to build with their blood and sweat. Now, looking back over 200 years since old Moses was born on that isle, I see cowboys born with that Irish luck. Ah, sure, 'tis a-making him smile. This is a tribute to Moses Ferguson, 1736 to 1801, and it was actually Slim's five times great-grandfather.
Wow, that makes it even more interesting.
Isn't that wonderful?
I have a few things to share on the program today that are from Hal Swift and J.D. Seibert, maybe Glenn Enloe, Lincoln Rogers, Dale E. Page, some other little wishes for you, I guess. Kind of, you could say they were Irish blessings, but they're more like cowboy blessings. So,
well, bring them on.
From Hal Swift, may your rope and hand stay steady and your cinch stay good and tight. When you get to where you're going, may you sleep in peace tonight. That's from Hal Swift. Here's another one from Hal. May your days be filled with usefulness, your nights be filled with rest. May your life be filled with happiness and all that you love best. So here's one then from Dale Page. May your love be as wide as the western sky and your blessings stacked high as a mount. May your lives be as long as the Rio Grande and your friends be too many to count. They kind of seem like Irish blessings or something, don't they?
They do. They have that role.
May your mustache grace your upper lip and always hang with a majestic curl. But feel free to discount this advice if you happen to be a girl. Well, that one was from J.D. Seibert. Here's a Glenn Enloe wish for you. May hot coffee be a brewing on the campfires of your friends. May good mulligan be stewing when you reach your last trail ends. And a couple more of those. This from Lincoln Rogers, actually. May a Stetson lie close to your favorite boots. May a saddle be where you set. May you always remember your western roots, full of try and empty of quit. And from Jerry Dabrowski, may the warm winds of heaven blow softly on your house, and may the Great Spirit bless all who enter there. That's an Indian blessing by way of Jerry. Today on The Good Stuff.